Signs, symbols, and symptoms are important because they can convey a message without speaking a single word. Today on Truth Matters, Dr. Cheryl Davis explores the signs of the time in which we presently live. She points to the pandemic, the lawlessness and unrest we see in our streets, the economy, corruption in high places, and the many signs and symptoms God has given us in His Word that are telling us the end is near and judgment and redemption is close at hand.
I'm Dr. Cheryl Davis. In my last series, I discussed suffering and God-appointed suffering. I'm sure that a lot of us would say that we are going through suffering right now in the current coronavirus pandemic. Over the last 2 months, we have all dealt with things that we never thought we would see. More and more, as time goes by and this pandemic lingers, I hear the Lord saying, "My return is near." I want to begin another series entitled The Signs of Time. I want to talk about the signs that we are seeing today and how all of this relates to the current pandemic. I truly hope this helps you gain perspective through these challenging times. When Anthony van Leeuwenhoek invented the microscope in 1674 and used it to discover cells and microbes in the human body, he opened a new era of being able to see the invisible world of microscopic life. With the invention of the microscope, biologists and medical doctors could see for the first time in history these foreign organisms in the blood and urine, changes in the composition of blood and waste material, and other important microscopic matters that affect the body and the public state of health. Without the invention of the microscope, biophysicists, medical doctors, and lab technicians would be blind to the invisible world of microscopic life that live in the body, on surfaces, and in the atmosphere. Without the microscope, it would be impossible for us to know what organism might be living in the human body, animals, and plant life. It is truly an amazing instrument that helps scientists and medical professionals to see more clearly into the invisible world of microorganisms. Throughout time, God has revealed in His Word and by divine revelation, knowledge, and wisdom to those whom He uses to discover the great wonders of life. In 2008, Louis Giglio, pastor of the Passion Church in Atlanta, spoke of a sign in the body that he believed was evidence of divine creation. Giglio had heard of the human protein laminin and was fascinated by the fact that this tiny microscopic form of life is shaped in the form of a cross. Within this structure of the protein are other factors that one might identify as God's sign in the body of His existence and creation of mankind. Among those are three circles at the top of the cross-shaped protein that might be representative of the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or the trichotomy of man's creation consisting of three parts, body, soul, and spirit. Around the cross-shaped protein are three cords wrapped around it, which some would suggest is God's knot, a Christian symbol of unity binding one man, one woman, and Christ into a marriage relationship. In Ecclesiastes 4:12, Solomon writes of the three cords and says, "Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three is not easily broken." The symbolism in the three cords is when our lives are twisted and wrapped around Jesus and the Holy Spirit, and then we are made strong through His infilling. While the protein laminin may or may not be a sign from God, but all around us are signs that God has given us, connecting us to Himself and guiding our journey through life. The Bible has recorded many of these signs that were given to men of faith, signs that identify the Messiah and signs of His deity. In Isaiah 7:14, God gives us a sign that Jesus would be conceived by a virgin and that His name would be Emmanuel. In Luke 2:12, He says to the three magi that they would find Jesus lying in a manger in Bethlehem. Through time, God has given signs and wonders as a way of guiding, revealing, and showing His people what is and what lies in the future. Without these signs, it would be like driving across an unknown country without road signs, a GPS, a roadmap, or points of interest to guide the way.
On the next broadcast of Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis, she continues with the signs of the time and the very words of Jesus as recorded in Matthew 24, where He tells us precisely what lies ahead. If you would like to contact Dr. Davis, you can reach her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com or leave a comment on Facebook at Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Today's message is a ministry of the Truth Project, a Christian organization committed to sharing the truth of God's Word and bringing revival into the house of the Lord. Dr. Davis is available for spiritual counseling and prayer. She would be glad to hear from you. Please contact her by email at CherylDavis@ProjectTruthMatters.com. Truth Matters is a production of the Truth Project.